just to guide
them to. I just wanted to say that maybe one of the other reasons why this teaching isn't given very often is because it seems like it's a bit of a subtle thing to say, use this reflection in order to get your mind into a state that's bright so that you can kind of balance it and then move on to the goal. It'd be very easy to sort of slip off into leaning for heaven.
Totally.
And so maybe that's another sort of danger in it.
I think it can be said that the Buddha, there's many times in the scriptures where the Buddha encourages people wanting a heavenly rebirth. So it's not that wanting a heavenly rebirth is wrong. It's just that he also points out later that, you know, even you could go to that 500 eon heaven, really, literally for 500 eons or whatever the lifespan is, and then be reborn in hell afterwards. This is just possible because we have, the karma is complex and we have, goes back a long time that we've been making actions. So just because you get security from a temporary security, just it's, it can be so long that it's like you can just hang up your hat and pretend it's eternal. And that incredible security of thinking you're there forever, that must be a real temptation for a deva to slip into that delusion.